Pierre Escudi has a vineyard in southwest France. He has put solar panels over his plants to both produce electricity and protect his fruit. Many in the area have seen the damage to their crops from this year's hot and cold weather. The solar panels protect the grapes during periods of extreme cold. They also protect the grapes from the sun when it is very hot. The panels also turn, which permits more light to hit the crops on cloudy days. Earth's rising temperatures, the increase of extreme heat, and the increase of dry and cold weather are changing the taste of French wines. Warmer temperatures cause the grapes to sweeten earlier, resulting in more sugar. We'll need solutions if we want to keep our local grape varieties, Escudi told Reuters at the vineyard near Perpignan in southeastern France. He said the turning solar panel technology might just be the future. He said, "We'll need to do something, because their climate is changing. 30 years ago, we thought 32 degrees Celsius was an extreme temperature, when today it's 38 or even 40, he added. The fast-growing technology is called agrivoltaics. It places solar panels over fields and vineyards. This permits farmers to produce power and grow crops with the same land. Several companies in Europe are developing similar technology to cover many different sorts of crops. A lower sugar content was found in the crops protected by the solar panels on Escudi's land due to reduced sun exposure. This permits him to control the amount of alcohol content in his wine, said Alexandre Cartier. He operates Lyon-based Sun Agri, which developed the solar panels. The panels also help warm the ground by around 2 degrees Celsius. This protects the crop from frost, which can harm wine production. A frost in late April this year is expected to reduce wine production in France by nearly a third compared to recent years. An independent power company uses Escudi's land to place solar panels. This creates enough energy to power about 650 homes in the area, Sun Agri says. Crop quality is placed ahead of power production. Cartier says this means some 15-20% of possible energy is lost over a year. Sun Agri's technology uses weather information to decide when to block the sun or to turn to give the crops more light. The company aims to have its technology in use on about 40 small farms and vineyards that are between 2 and 4 hectares. They will be found in southern France, the Rhone Valley, an important wine production area, and the Mediterranean between 2022 and 2023. When you are in areas affected by climate change, the farmers are looking to survive, Sun Agri's Cartier said. I'm Gregory Stockel.